Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something that might seem a little simple, but trust me, it's a game changer. Gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude. Isn't that like cheesy Hallmark movie stuff? Listen, I get it. But hear me out. In this world of constant hassle and never-ending to-do lists, it's easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral. The news is always screaming about the latest crisis. Social media throws a highlight reel of everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. And let's be real, sometimes our own day just feels like one giant obstacle course. But here's the thing. Cultivating gratitude, actually taking the time to appreciate the good stuff, big or small, can seriously shift your perspective. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, reminding yourself that there's still a whole lot to be thankful for even when life throws you curveballs. So, how do we actually cultivate this magical feeling? Well, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a gratitude ninja in no time. First off, start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire life and suddenly be thanking the universe for every passing cloud. Begin by focusing on the little things, that perfect cup of coffee in the morning, a heartfelt text from a friend, even just feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. These seemingly insignificant moments often hold a surprising amount of joy. Second, make it a habit. Just like going to the gym or brushing your teeth, gratitude needs to become a regular part of your routine. Set aside a few minutes each day, maybe during your morning coffee or before bed, to reflect on things you're grateful for. Write them down in a journal, say them out loud, whatever feels right. The key is consistency. There to practice mindful appreciation. This means actively savoring the good stuff instead of letting it just pass by unnoticed. When you're enjoying a delicious meal, really pay attention to the flavors and textures. When you're spending time with loved ones, put down your phone and give them your full attention. Be present in those moments and let yourself truly feel the gratitude. Fourth, shift your perspective. Ever notice how our brains tend to focus on the negative? It's like a built-in negativity bias. So, consciously challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself dwelling on something bad, try to reframe it positively. Instead of thinking, I'm so stuck in traffic, maybe tell yourself, this is a great opportunity to listen to my favorite podcast. Finally, express your gratitude. Sometimes the best way to cultivate gratitude is to share it with others. Tell someone you appreciate them, write a thank you note, or simply offer a genuine compliment. These acts of kindness not only brighten someone else's day, but also reinforce your own sense of gratitude. Think about that time you got through a tough challenge. Maybe it was acing a presentation, finally learning to play that song on guitar, or even just making it through a particularly stressful week. What helped you get through? Probably a combination of resilience, determination, and maybe a little bit of support from those around you. Now imagine facing that same challenge without any sense of gratitude. It's likely you would feel more overwhelmed, stressed, and less motivated to keep going. Gratitude acts as this incredible fuel, giving you the energy and perspective to tackle even the toughest situations with grace and strength. So, what's the takeaway here? Gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a powerful tool that can transform your entire life. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, cultivates resilience in the face of adversity, and helps you build stronger relationships with yourself and others. Remember, you don't have to wait for something big to happen to feel grateful. Take a moment right now to appreciate something, anything that brings you joy. Maybe it's the warmth of your coffee, the sound of laughter, or even just a clear blue sky. And keep practicing. The more you cultivate gratitude, the more natural it will become. Go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of gratitude in their life, and leave us a review if you found it helpful. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.